Alabama's court system has suspended civil jury trials for several months. The state also is cutting back on the number of criminal jury trials it will hold. State court officials say they don't have enough money to operate fully through the rest of the fiscal year, and they blame the legislature for not providing an adequate budget. Some critics of the moratorium say everyone's budget is tight this year. Alabama Public Radio's Butler Kane reports.
Alabama's jury boxes will be empty today, and many of them will stay empty for the next 5 months. The state court system has suspended all civil jury trials until October 1st, and criminal jury trials have been restricted to weeks in June and August. Court officials also have fired 170 part-time and temporary employees. Rich Hobson, director of Alabama's Administrative Office of Courts, says the system simply cannot afford to continue operating at full strength.
It has been well known that we did not have enough money to operate through this year. The only other alternative would have been to lay off full-time employees, but we had a commitment that this was going to be worked out, and it did not.
The court system's entire budget for this fiscal year is $122 million, but officials blame the Alabama legislature for cutting about $2.7 million from the system's operating expenses. Without that money, Hobson says the courts were forced to scale back. But State Representative John Knight, chairman of the House General Fund Committee, says Alabama is trying to recover from an economic slump and all state budgets are tight this year. He says the court system only has itself to blame.
They knew October 1 how much they had in the budget. They could have made some fundamental management decisions at that time, just like every other department, agency, and or branch of government. They chose not to do that.
Suspending civil and criminal jury trials also raises constitutional questions. The Sixth Amendment states in part that in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy trial. Houston County Presiding Circuit Judge Larry Anderson disagrees with the state court system's decision. He says restricting criminal jury cases to a week in June and August infringes on the constitutional guarantees of crime victims and the accused.
Criminal litigants have a right to have their day in court before a jury of their peers, and these type delays significantly impact that right, and justice delayed is nothing more than injustice.
The slowdown also will affect an issue that has plagued Alabama for years, crowded jails. The state has been slow to remove its prisoners from county lockups, so there's a backup at the local level. For example, Judge Anderson's judicial circuit recently ordered the Houston County Sheriff to move state prisoners to a nearby state facility. Anderson says the trial delays mean county jails will have to keep people who have been accused but not convicted of a crime, and that will make the overcrowding issue even worse.
It seems if we're not able to hold trials, that, of course, the number of prisoners will grow.
This is not the first time such drastic measures have occurred in Alabama. Civil and criminal jury trials were suspended in 1977 and 1982, and part-time court workers have lost their jobs 5 other times. For National Public Radio, I'm Butler Kane in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.